the voice that sang to our souls. Pankaj Udhas, oh, what a name, what a legend. His passing, a profound silence where once there was poetry. Mumbai, the city that pulsated to the rhythm of his ghazals, feels a bit more silent today. At the age of 72, after a battle with illness that was as prolonged as his notes, he left us on February 26th, 2024. An Instagram goodbye. It was his daughter, Nayab, who shared the heartbreaking news through an Instagram post. Her words, oh, they were heavy. With a very heavy heart, we are saddened to inform you of the sad demise of Padmasri Pankaj Udhas due to a prolonged illness. Each word, a note in the somber song of his departure. The melodic journey, imagine, it all began in 1980 with the album Ahat. Then, what a cascade of melodies followed. From Mukarrar in 1981 to Taranam, Mehfil, and the iconic Pankaj Udhas Live at Royal Albert Hall in 1984. Each album, a brushstroke of mastery on the canvas of Ghazal music, his voice found a special place in the hearts of millions when he lent it to the hauntingly beautiful Chitti Aayi Hai in Mahesh Bhatt's Naam. The song, a letter, a cry, a memoir all wrapped into one, etched him into the soul of Indian cinema. Beyond the stage. But Pankaj Udhas was not just a voice, he was a soul that sang. Awarded the Padma Shri in 2006, his music was matched only by his immense charitable spirit, a man who not only created music but also gave back, generously, lovingly. A nation mourns. The tributes? Oh, they flood in. From the highest offices of India to the common man whose heart beats in tune with Udhas' ghazals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said he was a beacon of Indian music whose melodies transcended generations. And indeed, how could one forget such interactions, such moments where his voice filled the air, the heart, and the soul? Anurag Thakur, India's Information and Broadcasting Minister, expressed his sorrow. His career, spanning more than four decades, enriched our music industry and gifted us with some of the most memorable and melodious renditions of ghazals. The final note. Anup Jalota, his contemporary and friend, called it shocking. And yes, it is. Shocking and deeply saddening. His music, his voice, his presence, it's a legacy that will resonate, echo, and sing through the ages. As we ponder, reflect, and maybe let slip a tear for a voice stilled too soon, we grasp at the notes left behind. Immortal, resonant, and forever a part of us. Pankaj Udhas, you sang not just to our ears, but to our souls. Rest in peace, Maestro.